make some noise for your friend and mine, Josh Johnson.
I don't know if y'all heard, by the way, but the Olympic Committee has decided to lift the intimacy ban in the Olympic Village, right? Yeah. Now, in case you didn't know, whenever people go to participate in the Olympics, right, especially for the Summer Olympics, they all stay in one big Olympic Village together, and while they're there, they smash, all right? These are the best athletes in the world, in the peak of their physical prime, they're going to get it on, right? But Olympics is every 4 years, so 2024 Olympics means that last Olympics was that time we do not speak of, right? And in that time, they tried to have some semblance of the Olympics, and so they told the athletes, they were like, listen, something going around. The last thing we need is y'all making something new. So just come here, compete, go home, all right? But then you fast forward to present, 2024 Summer Olympics are in Paris, City of Love. Not only have they lifted the intimacy ban, they've committed to having 300,000 condoms in the Olympic Village. That's ambitious. 300,000 condoms. There's only 10,000 athletes. 300,000 condoms. Half the athletes are men. They expect 5,000 men to go through 300,000 condoms in the span of like 2 weeks. I am not an Olympic athlete. But on the night of my life, I went through two. There is no way. That is too many condoms. That is too much pressure to put on these young men. It really is. They are already flying from around the world to win glory for their country. And now they gotta worry about putting a dent in their pile. That's not fair. It's too many condoms because you acting like all the athletes are gonna smash equally. They won't. Because you can be honest, when you think about the Summer Olympics, you think about the track stars, the swimmers, the gymnasts, the sexy athletes. Nobody's thinking about the equestrians. No one's like, he just ride that horse so good. I wonder what else he could. No one has said that ever. In fact, when you watch the sport, you're like, it seemed like the horse doing all the work. Oh. Like, it wouldn't be a problem if it was like maybe the Winter Olympics, you know? Winter Olympics could get through 300,000 easy, right? First of all, they need the warmth, right? Second, if there's any athlete from any sport that could get through 300,000 condoms in a couple weeks, it's the curlers. People love to act like the curlers don't get any. That entire sport is foreplay, top to bottom, all right? Every time they're playing, every time they send that rock down the ice, what do? Every single time, just, huh. Nice and gentle to get it started, you know what I mean? And then they send it down to that other guy on the other side of the ice with the broom, and he just... doing it just right so it hits a specific spot. Am I the only one watching the sport? That's my big issue. I just feel like, how do I put this? Okay. I feel like when it comes to the summer sports versus the winter sports look really, really cool. And all the sports are hard to do. All the people that participate are athletes, right? I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying that the people who aren't athletes that do those things still look cooler when it's winter. Does that make sense? Like if you were snowboarding and then you accidentally hit some like slope and you do something cool in the air, people still gonna wanna bang you when you land. But if you playing table tennis, there's just a lot of the summer sports that are very virgin adjacent is what I'm...
Oh my God.
do you know what I mean? Like the winter sports are like an event. Like even now, even in life, if you went on a trip and you're like, I'm going skiing, it's like, oh, you're going skiing. This is about to be dope, right? I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I do think that people who do like the shot put and stuff, those are very impressive athletes. But if you walked up to somebody in life and said, I throw, it doesn't hit the sign. You know what I mean? Like, there's just activities that are very impressive when the athletes do them. But if you're not an athlete, it's not impressive. Even the javelin. You look at the javelin when an Olympic athlete does it, when they walk up and they do that, and then they like blah blah, and then it just goes forever. Wow. When you see like a regular guy do it. I was in high school and I saw, okay, it was a kid. He was supposed to be the best one at this other school because I went on the track team, but I was like adjacent to the team. Like if somebody got hurt, they would let me run. But they knew I wouldn't win. So it was just to appease me because I kept coming to all the meets and I kept dressing out like I was one of them. But they were like, you slow. You can't be with us. But I was like, yeah, but sometimes y'all trip and one of these days it's gonna be my time to shine. And they were like, yeah, but the other kids will still be fast. And I was like, we'll worry about that bridge when we cross it, right? But anyway, there was a meet where this kid had a javelin, and this is a bad track meet to begin with because they had everybody doing everything at the same time, right? And so then they had some of the kids running to qualify at the same time as kids were throwing the shot put and stuff. Now, people weren't really that strong, so things weren't going that far, but there was this one kid that was very good, and then he threw the javelin, and then he threw the javelin, and then you just heard and there's no way to catch a javelin in your body that doesn't make it look like you shouldn't be dead. Like, because it hit this kid in the leg. Like, it hit just in the leg, right? Which is incredibly painful. But it's so much stick hanging out the leg. It's like, how did it not go through your leg? I don't think you're dying right now. You should have... Like, if this was war, if this is the movie, you'd be... You know what I mean? You so weird. You know what I mean? I feel like what I'm saying is starting to make sense. I feel like you're getting it. It's that the summer sports just have so much range. You know what I mean? Like in winter sports, there's like bobsled or something. Bobsled, still very cool, going super fast. And then you get to the end. Even if you last place, you went so fast, there's somebody at the finish line that's like, what are you doing later? Like, you know? But if you're the discus at the Summer Olympic and it just, you throw your hardest, right? You throw it as far as you can and then it just go, and then it doesn't hit that line, right? Because they already have the line of what would be impressive. This impressive line right here, if you get it past that, people go, ooh. If you get low, people are like, oh. And then you threw it as hard as you could, and then, oh. You going home alone. That's just the way it's going to work. But I hope it works out for the summer athletes. I really do. I hope they, you know, they get it on. Because selfishly, I want to see what some Olympic-made babies look like. You know what I mean? Like a medalist in judo and a medalist in the high jump. That sound like how you make a superhero. You know what I mean? No, oh, I hope they smash to their heart's delight. I really do. I want to see any, like, mixing. Like, gold can't get with bronze, all right? Like, we might not be making a winner, all right? I think family is incredibly important, right? But it does suck. Like, here's the thing. I don't know how to describe this. And this is not a perfect I haven't thought it all the way through. So I haven't actually thought of a solution. I really am just up here complaining, okay? But it does feel upsetting sometimes that when you marry, like I've watched a lot of my friends get married, right? And when you marry, you're in the family, but you just wanted them. Do you know what I mean? Like you love them, and then a bunch of people you don't know are like, no, us too. We all go together now. Inseparable. We're family. You know? And sometimes it works out beautifully. Like sometimes you meet someone, you fall in love, and their family is also delightful. And that's very sweet. I love that. I love that for my friends. I love that for my family members as that's happened to. But then sometimes you meet someone and y'all fall in love, and then you get introduced to people that you're like, ooh, I don't want to have anything to do with. I don't want to have anything to do with what you got going on. Like, that's not why I came. You know what I mean? It feels like going to a restaurant, right? And being like, oh, I'll get the wings. And they're like, and you'll have the burger. And you're like, I can really only fit wings, right? And that's why I only ordered the wings. No, trust me. The burger comes with the wings. And if you don't have a sufficient amount of burger, the wings will get mad, all right? The wings will be like, why don't you care about my burger, right? And you'll be like, I just wanted you. I didn't sign up for burger. I just wanted, I don't even like beef like that. Like, I just wanted some chicken wings. And you're great. It's like, yeah, but the beef, and we were raised together. Like, we should all find a way to get along. And you're like, this metaphor has run out. No, I just look, I've watched it happen and it seems like a real bummer. It seems like, because you know, that your friends will tell you about it. They'll tell you about what's going on and it'll be some in-law and something and they're not getting along. And I'm like, man, that's because you can't even really yell at them good because they're not actually your family. Do you know what I mean? Like, at a certain amount of yell, like, if it's your brother, your sister, you can let somebody have it. Y'all grew up together. And even if you were in separate households or whatever, you can still, that's your bloodline. You can be like, you're an idiot, right? When you put in law on the back end, it just takes all the juice out of, like, some people still have a very good relationship and I love that for them, but some people are like, my brother-in-law is you just want to choke. He's it's not even just it's sometimes I dream about punch just punched the back of his head until I just pull back, the knuckles are just mush. I hate him so much, I don't even have words. And then you have to be like, but that's your brother, but not, right? One of the most interesting cases of it I'd seen was, this kid from my hometown got married young, right? So they got married like almost right out of high school. So they're like 19 and stuff. And they want to be married to each other, but they're weirdly self-aware that they don't really have the resources to start a life, right? So they just married at home. Like, they didn't have to do this at all, right? But they spend a lot of time at her grandma's house. Now, they're married, right? But then the grandma got remarried because the granddad had been gone for a while and the grandma could still get it, right? So she So she was out getting it, right? And so, you know, she was out playing the field and everything, and then she found somebody to settle down with. Yeah, I mean, like settle concrete with, right? Because this is the last one, right? And it's like, and so she found somebody, and then, you know, that guy is now hanging out around the grandma. Now, his wife loves her grandma, loves hanging out with her and everything, so they're over at the house a lot. But he has a very weird situation because he has an in-law now, right? The grandma is his in-law, but she just got married again. So now this guy is like a step-granddaddy. And if you think things can be fraught with a stepfather, a step-granddaddy cares so little about you. Because he's like, I almost didn't meet you. Like, I don't, like, everybody grown. Like, we don't have to be talking right now. And so he had a step-granddaddy kind of in-law, right? I've lost how this works. But all I know is he didn't have a in-law granddaddy, but then that stepped in, so now he's the step granddaddy, and that guy's name is Earl, and Earl is a dick, right? Earl using all the time he have left to just be an asshole. Which normally I would be on board with, but it was happening to my friend, so it was just kind of funny. Like Earl would Earl would be watching TV, and then they come over and he still want to watch his show. And then he would say, because the grandma was never watching TV. She was always cooking or doing something, right? So it would just be him and Earl sometimes in the room while she was chilling with her grandma. And he'd be like, hey, can we watch, like, anything else? Because Earl would love to watch, like, Star Trek, stuff like that. And he's like, can we just watch anything that's happening, right, besides this? And Earl would be like, yeah, sure. And then he would get up and like, go to the bathroom or something. But what he had done when he was getting up was he snuck the batteries out the remote and put them back and gave them to, and gave it to my friends. Now he just pressing, thinking that the TV not working. You could have said no. There's at a certain point you're like, man, why are you here? Why am I here? Why are we doing this? And Earl had like a, he had this raspy voice. I say he had, he's still alive. He had this super raspy voice where he'd be like, so y'all just gonna stay for dinner? Eating up all the food. Earl didn't even cook. Her grandma cooked. But he would still get so many. He would watch my buddy eat and hate watch him eat. He got the same food on his plate, by the way. This is how you know Earl a true hater from the core. Because he eating the same. It's not like my friend has something delicious he can't have. He just hates that this dude also has cornbread. So he's like. Staring him down. Nastiest thing Earl ever did was Earl was like in a chair for a little while, right? And he had like twisted his ankle, and so he was in like a little wheelchair, right? And he wasn't leaving the house much, but one time it was him and my buddy in the room, and without saying a word, they just watching Star Trek. He ain't giving up on trying to switch shows and stuff like that. He's like, well, I'm with Earl, I'm just going to watch Star Trek, and that's it, right? Earl leans until he tips out of his wheelchair, and he laying on the ground. And when everybody come in, he pointed to my buddy, he was like, why would you push me like that?